your host, Magical Michelle, and we have a big week for you astrologically. So let's strap on. If you are feeling the need for speed, we are going to receive it come the 20th and 21st of this month. So when I'm talking to you, it is still Magical Monday, and we have a few things that are happening in the stratosphere right now. We have a lot of planets that are changing right now as we speak. And the big one to think about is that on the 20th, we're going to get out of shadow for the retrograde Mercury. But on the at the same time, we're moving out of retrograde for Uranus in Taurus. So what's going to happen, and this is the exciting news for us all, is that all the planets are finally going to be direct as of the 21st. And we're going to have that all the way through March. So we have this big full moon next week. It's not till the 26th. So right now, there's momentum. So if you are needing to gain some momentum in this new year energy, now is your time. This is a great and perfect time to gain some clarity because Mercury will finally be fully in motion and it will be out of its shadow period. I know a lot of people have been saying there's sort of a slow start to 2024. And if you've been sort of following along, I don't really feel like you're going to anchor 2024 till the Lunar New Year or Asian New Year on February 11th. So here's what's happening. Right now, we are seeing that there's sort of a stuck energy for a lot of people. We want to get started. We have great plans. We know that it's an 8-year. We know that it's a karma year. We know that it's a year for change. And we're still kind of in this moment, and I think that's what this week is all about, of gaining clarity, gaining a really bigger, broader perspective. Try and look at it from outside of you. Try and look at it from literally a bird's eye position. What is this being asked of you? If you're really trying to gain a new tool for your toolbox, sometimes that comes with actually practicing it. So you've learned the thing, or you've bought the thing, or you've started the thing. Now we're in the do the thing. And I really think that that's this week's energy. What do you got to do? It's kind of a getter done kind of energy. We've got the way Mars is moving, we've got some momentum that has been sort of delayed. We've got delayed momentum. So if you're like, okay, I have 4,000 projects and I want to do them all at one time, take a deep breath and think, okay, which one of these projects is going to pay off for me at the highest ratio? Which one, what do I do to get what I really, really want? What do I do to gain a very visceral experience? And really what I'm going to say to you is sort of an old trick. If you have a lot to do, pick some one thing that's going to give you a result, and you're going to have either a visual result, or you're going to have something that you've been really wanting to do that's kind of quick off your plate so you can see the accomplishment. I want you to actually take a moment and finish something, because you might gain a lot of getting stuff done, but not have finished any one thing. You're going to feel bad about yourself if you do one thing, even if it's one of the smaller tasks on your list, all the way to completion and show that one thing as done. D-O-N-E. That's going to feel like, oh, if I can finish that task, I can do another and I can do another. And the next thing you know, you're just going to suddenly be a lot further along than you ever were before. Slow and steady is going to win the race right now. Just a little bit every day is better than a lot all at once. And I just really think that you'll wake up having done a little bit every single day and realize, oh my gosh, I'm done. So yes, it's great to have a list. And I'm very clear, right now is a great time for a checklist, but break it down into small tasks and cross over. Get the adrenaline going. Get the serotonin from crossing off your to-do list. So make the tasks doable. Make them marked tasks. Make them so that you can see yourself gaining momentum and gaining accomplishment. That is going to completely handle the energy that's happening right now. And I also really want to encourage you to be looking at the big picture. Where do you want to be 6 months from now? And I do apologize. I am at my mother's, and if the dogs are whining and barking, they miss her desperately. And so I know as a podcast, it's hard to see what's going on, but I am kind of working out of Northern Ohio in a snowstorm. And so it's a little bit cold and the dogs are a little bit whiny. So I do apologize. But I'm going to say something about that, which is I am also exceptionally grateful that I have the freedom to be able to travel to Ohio from my Florida home at a moment's notice and work from anywhere. These are things that only Theta Healing made possible for me. I really, really worked hard and through a lot of belief work in Theta Healing to believe that it was possible for me to have time freedom and work freedom and flexibility. Because if you know me, that wasn't true years ago. And I didn't believe that it was possible. And these are questions I want you to ask yourself. When you're looking at your dream, do you believe it is possible? So I believed it was possible to work from anywhere. I believed it was possible to have time freedom. I believed I could travel, but I didn't believe I could do it all the time or work from anywhere with on a minute's notice. A lot of these things, I worked really hard in the Theta Healing belief work and did session work. And really what I did believe at that time was that I had to work hard and that I wasn't open to receiving money. That was one of the big things that I was like, I can't believe that. I love money. But then I checked using muscle testing, which we teach in the Theta Healing process. I checked and I didn't love money. Money represented something outside of me. Money wasn't calibrated to me. So it was something that I was able to do was calibrate the fact that I could have a dream life and that I was worthy of it and I was deserving of it. And I want you to check those questions. It's a really good time in the karmic wheel of the astrology right now. Is what you're looking to manifest possible for you? And is it possible maybe, but for just someone else? Do you believe it is safe for you? Do you believe it is something that you can do readily and easily? And do you have the steps to get there? So I had to do this incrementally. In 2019, I got a wild hair that I was going to close and get out of my office and minimize my bills, because at the time I had a storage unit and a coach and a bunch of different things that I just decided I was going to get rid of all these bills all at once. And I wasn't really sure what it was other than my own heart's desire to do so. It just came as a inspiration. And so I spent 2 months getting rid of all these things. I gave notice at the Cole Collective, which I loved, but I wasn't spending enough time at the office, at the center to not just work from home. And I decided I really wanted to be able to work from anywhere. So I started putting classes online. I got Kartra and I got Zoom, and this was before everybody was talking about Zoom. This was kind of a little bit before 2020's big changes. And everyone said, oh, I don't want to go to your class online, my Tuesday class. And at that time, Theta Healing was completely and 100% in-person classes. And I just set the intention that I was going to have a way to work online and I was going to be able to travel and work from anywhere. I didn't know how that was going to come, but I knew what I wanted. And then 2020 comes along and all of a sudden I had all the tools to start teaching classes online and it started working out for me. But I believed it was possible and I didn't know how, and I started the action steps to get myself ready. And those action steps were clearing, getting rid of things that were the opposite of what I wanted. So what is it that you need to let go of that is the opposite of your desires? Do you have to rearrange some things? Who is different about the person you are than the person you're becoming? That is 100% the energy of 2024. What is it that you want to truly embody and start doing the things that are required? And that takes a little bit of devotion. There's a more masculine word called discipline. I prefer devotion and dedication because I've devoted myself to having a life that is free to do what I need to do. I had a motivation to be able to dedicate myself to continuing to help people wherever I was. And now, all of a sudden, in those intentions, Theta Healing has now become an entirely, my entire business practice has Theta Healing classes online. And so here I am, stuck in the middle of a snowstorm in Ohio, which I'm really grateful to be here because I'm able to help take care of things for my family after my mother's passing, and help take care of the estate. And I'm here and I get to do that. And I get to still teach my classes because I didn't know that Theta Healing was going to move to having so many of their classes online, but I knew in my heart that's what I wanted. And I didn't know when it was going to happen or how it was going to happen, but I had an instinct. So whatever it is that you're following as an instinct, now is the time. And I really have a clear astrological feeling that this year's motto for me, and I really encourage you to take this on, is today, not tomorrow. If there's something you want to accomplish, try and see how fast you can put that on the calendar and how fast you can start that. We are rewarded by speed. We are rewarded by the fact that tomorrow is never here. We are today, not tomorrow, means now. And now is the time and the time is now. This is the philosophy of the power of now. It's a great year to re-look at Eckhart Tolle's Power of Now. It was a very influential book to me in 2018. I reread it. I've had it since 2000. And I reread it in 2018. And it's a really powerful understanding that quantum physics says time isn't linear. It is all happening right now. So the only thing you have is this moment, and that's the frequency. I love Joe Dispenza's wording of the generous present moment. What kind of vibration do you want your generous present moment to be putting out into the field? Are you open to receive? Are you in the magnified field of gratitude is the attitude? I really feel gratitude is what pushes us into our manifestations. Kindness and compassion moves us into love, and gratitude moves us into manifestation. We must be in the belief that we already are worthy and have what it is we're calling in. And this particular full moon that's going to be coming in Leo is absolutely the perfect time. We are finishing up Capricorn season this week. It ends on the 20th when that moon moves into Aquarius, or that sun moves into Aquarius, and Uranus is going direct and Mercury goes out of shadow, all within a 24-hour period of time between the 20th and the 21st, you're going to see a shift in the energy. So now is the time, and the time is now. You're in the generous present moment, and the vibration of your love creates your terrestrial field. And so you want heart-brain coherence. You want your heart to create a feeling. And the vibrational feeling of your heart is what magnifies your next moment in time to you. So you're in the energy of gratitude, right? When you're in the energy of it is already done, when you're in the energy of thanking the thing without doubt anymore, doubt is the key block to manifestation. I am 100% clear. I've been teaching this now way before Theta Healing for 20 years. And since Theta Healing, the real truth is doubt is the killer for manifestation. I'm 100% sure of that. So keep working on yourself and your beliefs and your feeling of it may or may not happen, or especially if you don't think it's going to happen, or especially if you're in worry and fear, that will literally stop it in its tracks and give you what you're worried about. I had a beautiful conversation with one of my oldest friends on the planet, which is, her name is Tina. And we were talking about the fact that anything she worries about is she's always overcome everything. She's always landed on her feet. She's always made everything work out for her. She's so strong. She's so beautiful, and she's so powerful. But if we can just live in the moment of moving past our fear and just handling the things that come up, just handled everything that's ever come up, she's ever come up against. When she does that and lets go of the fear, everything moves smooth. It doesn't help us to be in fear or worry or concern. We can share love for someone. We can share compassion for someone. We can show empathy for someone. But we want to be in the place of actually seeing in our mind's eye the feeling of it all working out for them and the feeling of it always works out for me. In fact, it's my favorite sentence, and I say it before I get up out of bed. There's two sentences I say every single morning in the theta gamma brainwave before I open my eyes. I say, everything's always working out for me, and today is going to be a great day, because I'm setting those intentions. We go through the theta gamma brainwave once when we go to sleep and once when we go when we wake up. It's the most powerful time of day, right after you are waking up. Like the alarm goes off, I have a snooze. I call it my snooze alarm meditation, and I just barely keep my eyes open enough to hit that button, and I'm in this theta gamma manifestation brainwave, and I am setting clear intentions of this is how I expect, that's the law of expectation, I expect good things. I expect the best for myself. Not always true. This is true now, but it didn't used to be. And so this is what I invite you to do, is practice the art of believing in yourself and believing that it's always working out and allowing yourself to receive the benefits of it's always working out. Don't stop the universe from giving you what you want, or for that matter, another person for giving you what you want, because it always matches what you expect. Whew, so if we're terribly worried, we create a field of expectation and something tends to go wrong. If we are in a field of gratitude, things are always going to work out just fine. May not work out exactly how you wanted it to, but it will always work out. There will be that thing that happens that's a little rough, and then all the things will fall into place to help you. And yes, I'm sorry about the puppy in the background. So as we go through life this week, remember, you're in a manifestation zone right now. You're in a give it clear thought. When you think of something you don't want, cancel, clear, delete, or delete, 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 and restate it as you really, really want it. Universe or God or goddess or whatever you want to say, what I really want is this. I'm releasing the feeling and the thought and the thing I just said, but what I really want is this. And just keep reiterating, what I really want is this, what I really want is this, and claim and make sure that everything and everyone, say it out loud, write it down, sing it to the moon, what I really want is this. That is your 100% magical moment manifestation tool for this week. Soxie, come here. Shh, 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 shh. So as you're going through the week, allow yourself to get really, really clear. A lot of clarity is gained with the astrology this week. And most importantly, allow yourself to clear erroneous thoughts and speech of what you don't want. Keep saying, I don't want that. What I really want is this. And reset the clarity of, I expect this. I want this. I'm grateful for this. I am worthy and I am deserving of this. And be really clear. That's the message right now. Write it out. Speak it to the world. Tell your friends. Vision it in your meditations and before you go to sleep and when you wake up, shout it to the rooftops. Everything you desire, everything you want, it is already here. And then be in the energy of gratitude. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It is done. It is done. It is done. And it will always work out for you as well. And so that, my friends, is my big message for this week. I do have a moment. I just want to thank all the people that have been so supportive this week. I want to thank Melissa Haycock, Tina, and Abby, and Marissa Bailey for literally keeping me afloat this week, as I have been making all kinds of arrangements here and at home and all the things. So these four women have supported me And then there's many other friends like Cindy and Steven and Scott. And just, I literally could go through 100 names, but I just want to take a moment to thank everybody because I have felt loved and supported and uplifted. Believe it or not, I know those of you who know me, with my mother passing, were really worried that I wouldn't be okay. Of course, I've had some bad moments, but I do feel loved, supported, and uplifted. And I just want to thank every single one of you for that. And in the meantime, this week, I love and appreciate you and live magically. I'll see you next week.